Let's finish out and hear about your 35-year-old man.
Yeah, so this was sort of a classic case of acute promyelocytic leukemia. So 35-year-old gentleman, I got a call on a Friday afternoon from a colleague out in New Jersey saying, hey, I've got this guy here. He just walked into my office. His platelet count is, you know, in the 30s. He's got these bruises all over his arm, and he says he didn't hurt himself. He's a little bit cytopenic. What should I do with him? So I said, well, you know, I'm worried about him. Why don't you send him to the emergency room? We saw him in our emergency room. Because of the bruising and the laboratory test that showed elevated INR and PTT and a low fibrinogen to the tune of about 76, I was very, very concerned that this patient had acute promyelocytic leukemia. And there have been a number of papers now that show that the most important thing to reduce the bleeding complications of APL is early and immediate initiation of ATRA, all-trans-retinoic acid, in the emergency department. So even though I wasn't sure yet whether that was his diagnosis, although I suspected it, we got him some ATRA and we told him to take a bunch of ATRA in the emergency room.